and welcome to Dak and Rick's Pod. I'm Dak.
And I'm Rick.
And this is the Father Son Podcast where we talk about all things sports.
Yeah, we love going to the Miami Heat, the Dolphins, University of Miami football, the Miami Open, the NBA All-Star Game, and WWE events.
This show will be coming to you because we talk about all things sports. And this week we'll be talking about
Howard Schnellenberger, the legendary coach.
Yes, he is the coach who coached the University of Miami to their first ever national championship in 1983. And let's just do a quick little career overview. He coached for the Dolphins from 1970 to 1978. Then he goes and takes a job in Miami, where he becomes a national champion. He leads the program from basically being almost a nixed to national champions, where in that 10 years from 1979 until 1983, he goes 41-16. Then he goes to coach at Louisville in 1985. He coaches in Oklahoma in 1995. And then legendarily becomes FAU's head coach from 2000 to 2011, where he leads them to become a Division One coach, or Division One program, excuse me. In his coaching tenure, he goes 158, 151, and 3 in college, where he wins all six of the bowl games he appears in, and he goes 4-13 in his NFL career.
And, you know, he had the opportunity during his career to coach and learn from Paul Bear Bryant at Kentucky. He later coached with him in Alabama. He also coached under NFL Hall of Famers George Allen and the legendary Don Shula. I say legendary, they're all legendary, but for me, since I personally got to see Don Shula at the Dolphin games, et cetera, when I was a young kid, and then throughout my life here and being a football fan of the Miami Dolphins. So, you know, I have a special thing with Don Shula. But having said all that, Schnellenberger, you know, was legendary. He was an icon here in Miami. And like you mentioned previously, they were about to close the UM football team. They were about to let go of that program because they were just so bad. And as a matter of fact, Dak, do you know that his friends and his colleagues told Schnellenberger, do not take that job at UM?
No, I did not know that.
Yep, they told him, do not take that because it was a waste. It was a loser. There was no way to revitalize it. And guess what? He took it over. And as you mentioned,
became national champions, yeah. And now are one of the most storied franchises or storied colleges in college football.
Right. And, you know, listen to these names. He coached Jim Kelly. He coached Bernie Kosar and Vinny Testaverde. And they were the foundation for the quarterback U moniker that Miami once owned. So, I mean, you know, what he did in Miami at the University of Miami was spectacular. And, you know, everyone's, you know, giving him all sorts of accolades. The prior administration, the current administration. I mean, it's just amazing.
Even NFL players, even coaches at the University of Miami who got recruited by him back then, even coaches who didn't know him when he was their coach, that he's come back and he's spoken. Some of them talking about his book and how great of a read that is. Just a lot of praise for him.
And the bottom line is, you know, he had vision because when he came in, I think it was in 1979, he told them, we will bring you a national championship. And you know what? He did.
And at the end of the day, legend, and he will always be remembered as the first ever national champion in Miami, and really will always be remembered as the guy who brought back football to Miami.
Right. And, you know, his career wasn't that easy also because, you know, he left the University of Miami because he was going to coach a USFL team that was going to come down here to Miami and open up. And guess what? That 1984 season never materialized, never happened. He set out.
And he lost his job at UM.
But his impact was felt way beyond Miami. Schnellenberger later was able to go back to his hometown of Louisville, where he was able to revitalize Louisville Cardinals and build. Then came back to Florida, was recruited by Boca at Florida Atlantic University by the football team, where he started, no, not by the football team. He started that football team from scratch.
Yes, he turned them from being basically a nothing into a Division I program that is now respected and is part of the 126-something teams that are part of Division I, which is amazing. And at the end of the day, wouldn't have been done without him coming back, being the athletic director, and then going in and deciding he was going to coach, where they even renamed the field in his honor.
So he left an indelible mark on three college football programs over three decades. And Miami Athletic Director Blake James said it best, the loss of Coach Schnellenberger is immeasurable in so many ways for the University of Miami family. In fact, he said he will forever be a hurricane.
Our condolences go out to his family and friends, and may he rest in peace.